Hello, everybody. Today we're doing part 10 of the Chronicles of D, and I had almost forgot that I had that not only have I done Ibogaine, but I've also done 5-methoxy-DMT. So, and since I was in one location, well, actually I was in two. Went to a drug, it was a drug treatment, whatever, a little rehab detox facility. And I went, so I got to experience both of those in therapy, as it were. So, I figured, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about those experiences. So in 2014, I was working for, whatever, we were working at the family business at Carpets Plus in Torrance, and I was smoking dope all day, well, yeah, some meth all day, like pretty much every day, and working at working in the warehouse, cutting whatever our carpet and vinyl and I'll do whatever and receiving shit, receiving all of the materials for the carpet shop, and so I would just be at the warehouse all day, pulling in truck orders and sending out our installing teams with all various sorts of flooring materials cut to size and via pallet if it was like tiles or whatever else, or if it's commercial jobs and so on and so forth. Anyway, a couple years into that, I was smoking meth all day every day, through just throughout the day while getting it at work, and just yeah it was anyway so As doing as much as I was, as often as I was, it had gotten under my skin, as it were, and I was starting. I built up a cognitive hallucination that of paranoia, not pronoia, which is can be good for you if you know how to ride it right. But exactly, ride that wave right, I should say. And anyway, so I freaked out and bailed out on work a couple of times, and just got to the point where I wasn't able to effectively work, and it seems I couldn't stop myself using. Sorry, I'm eating one of those instant mac and cheese things that you give to like a 7-year-old, but I found it in the cabinet before the 7-year-old did, so bottoms up. And, so whatever. The decision to have to do some sort of rehab or detox was, that was. My parents were like, "We'll let you choose wherever you want to go, but you got to do some sort of rehab or something." So, okay, well, I can play that game. So, I found a hallucinogenic means to to getting myself back on track, and that was through Ibogaine, and that was down in. I did the Crossroads Ibogaine, Ibogaine. Ibogaine. And well, it goes, it's Tabernanthe Iboga is the name of the plant. It's from Africa, so I guess it's Ibogaine, 'cause it's Tabernanthe Iboga, so. But I've been guilty of calling it both Ibogaine and Ibogaine before, so my bad. And so I found, you know, I found the Crossroads place online. Okay, well, here we go, and just whatever. It took a couple weeks of convincing and whatever, but yeah, I was on my way. And so the whole treatment program was a week, and on the third day, I'd be doing the Ibogaine in a basically a hotel suite across the street from the hospital in downtown Tijuana. It was sick, dude. It was legit. There's like a little hospital bed, and they've got all like the little, whatever, all the, say for your, the vitals. Well, hooked up, and I had some, South American goddess style, like nurse that was, hanging out with me for the duration of the trip, and she was all telling me about her experiences of alpha methyltryptamine or whatever, like she had gotten that one time and felt like she was Shiva and then was doing some weird whatever, some goddess dance or whatever, and felt like she had like whatever multiple rows of arms and the whole bit. So I thought that was pretty cool. And so she hung out with me for like the whole time, the Ibogaine trip, and yeah, and then we did the 5-methoxy-DMT, one before doing the Ibogaine, and then one time after the Ibogaine, and I was there for 7 days at like a beach house in Ensenadas, Mexico, which was cool. But you, when you did the Ibogaine, you would travel back up to Tijuana for the evening to do your trip, and I thankfully got to do mine in isolation that evening. A lot of people that I went for quote unquote methamphetamine addiction, which is not just most of the time that people are going to do the Ibogaine treatment, seems to be an opiate, you know, a problem with opiates that accompanies most of the people that go for the Ibogaine treatment, but not me. And you know, for what it's worth, it was kind of the most kind of shyster way into trying a hallucinogen that, you know, you have to just pretend that you're on some sort of uncontrollable drug binge, you know, that promotes a sort of essence of power to it anyway, and then say that you need treatment of using a not to say that the treatment isn't effective, because everybody that I was at the beach house with that had opiate issues are still currently, you know, that was the treatment that did it for them, where they were able to actually kick opiate usage and whatever and start and maintain progress into a forward-moving kind of lifestyle, which, when you get into opiates, it seems to just kind of, it just, you know, it puts like a cyclical thing onto time that breaks down into less than 24-hour periods that is just, you know, and it requires the same sort of ritual into, you know, it's so of a way in that the ritual seems to divide up a 24-hour period that it makes each day seem like every other day once you're fully wrapped up in its tentacles and doing all that. And so, yeah, me not having that, I was just stoked to go down there and to try this, you know what I mean, to get it, see what the vision was like with the Ibogaine and see how it was different than, because I've done psilocybin the most, so that's my form of comparing, you know, visual distortion to one another, basically, when I, you know, and it gives me like an anchoring point for identifying styles of hallucination when I'm in their presence. So I, anyway, so I took, 3 of these, whatever, I don't know how many milligram, whatever. I took 3 capsules after not eating anything all day and drinking literally a pitcher full of fucking ginger tea to offset any of the, whatever, not like, you know, like un, there's a little bout of nausea that goes on in the experience that's like unavoidable, I guess, regardless of how clean you are or whatever. So, yeah, so I had nothing in my stomach, literally completely empty stomach. So, it was like I took the first capsule like 20 minutes later. I'm just chilling in whatever, and then like there's like a big old flat screen TV I hooked up to YouTube, and just had my own little like whatever, like weird kind of soundtrack going on for like the first part of the trip. But I ended up just turning every all electronic stimulation off and was just with the vision and just the, you know, I mean, riding it through. And it was bizarre, but let's so. And let me just say that literally I'd felt no effects until right after 2 hours, and after the first pill administration that I ate. And then like right at the 2 hour mark, I out of nowhere I heard a fucking motorcycle, like as if you know, like when you're in the driver's seat of the car and a fucking craw truck, it just blows by your car and you're just like, yeah, you get that like that adrenaline jolt that just fucking soaks your shirt with sweat for like a little fragment of a second, and you're just, oh my god. And so out of nowhere, just in the hospital bed, fucking three floors up in, you know, relatively insulated sort of setup. And so out of nowhere, I just fucking hear, yeah, just wham, this thing just go by, like, oh, fuck, did anybody else hear that? And they're like, oh, you know, it's starting or whatever. So, like, the doctor that accompanied the nurse kind of retreated into, like, his little back office area near, because it was, like, the living room area where I would be if it was, like, an apartment on some multi-level building and up a few levels. So there was, I mean, just no yard area, but there were multiple rooms. And then so I was like in the living room area. Anyway, I hear that go by, so I'm just like, oh, okay, so I know it's visual perceptions getting shifty, getting echoey, weird things are starting to happen, right on. So I asked for the little eye shades or whatever. I fucking wrap those things around my head, get it all fit on snug. And what I saw literally as the vision, when the visions come in, there is a sensation, especially if you have your eyes closed, it's not a nauseating sensation that can happen. Like if you do like a high dose, indica marijuana experience or whatever, where it actually feels like you're kind of, if you close your eyes, it feels like your whole being is actually in motion and like, got like a cruising feeling to it or whatever, kind of like when you go over whoop-de-doos and you get that weird sensation in the hips, but like overpowering. Like it wasn't like that. Like definitely a sensation of motion, but no nauseating accompaniment to like the sensation of movement. It was weird. Anyway, so that started happening. It felt like I was kind of like you're drifting down into like this like eerie kind of floaty space. And then I remember seeing a perfect circle of like those, you know, those little like flags that like those little triangle shaped flags that have like the whatever the college team, like the Tigers or whatever, like on it. So it was like a translucent green and purple, like one green flag, one purple flag in like a perfect circle. And it was like I floated it, like through that down into this space. And the things that I was seeing was like perfect three-dimensional image rendering of whatever, of like three, like of people. And but like I was getting these weird repeat, it looked like my nephew Jody, and she was sitting on like a staircase at the end of a staircase. This blonde girl, and her face was in her face was like down in her hands, like she was crying into her hands. And it like would zoom up like and go from like where she would be directly across from me and like zoom up around her shoulders or whatever. And then like, so I could see like from sort of like directly as if I was like behind her shoulder where her face was like planted into her hands, and it would keep doing this like zoom up around the shoulders, switch like re like whatever reset to how the image was where I could see her across from me, and then doing this sweep up around the sh like just like multiple times of that, and then it was I don't know, like it was showing me visions when I got in like a fist fight at like when I was in 10th grade or whatever, like it would like it was bringing up pieces of I don't know why, but like that from other people's like perspective and point of view, like I don't know, it was bizarre. And then I remember a few hours into that, like like the whole time, as like once the visionary aspect starts, there is this fucking tone in the background that like it's a little bit aggravating. You're like, Jesus, is this fucking sound ever gonna go away, dude? And it's just this wha just nonstop. And it's just like this electro buzzing that's just you, like there's a hyperdimensional bee that's gonna get fucking SWAT if I get my fucking eyes on it. And it's, yeah, so you just, it's a little aggravating, but yeah, that's going on for like 6 solid hours of just this fucking buzzing. And I remember there was like, I could see it looked like a map of my, of like a, it was a holographic like image of my serotonin and whatever the receptors, and I could just see little serotonin bubbles or whatever, just it looked like a coral reef or whatever, and there was like these reverse volcano shape where it was like a very tight funnel that opens up into a wide mouth, and it was just and there were like just these little like rainbow bubbles that were just popping out, like that was just it was like a little orchestra of like these bubbles that were popping out of these this brain coral that was just, so I was just watching that for a little bit, and then like by the morning it was a gray day or whatever, so there was like a lot of cloud overcast the morning following, so we went up and it was just, you know, like I don't really recall any of the images that I would that the clouds were manifesting as, but just you know what I mean, tight, perfect corners or whatever of just, and the crazy thing about it though is that the nurse that was with me watching this, like we're out on this, you know what I mean, on the roof on this 4-story building or whatever, there's a spa up on top of the like up there, like you could sit in if you wanted to or whatever. It wasn't, I mean, it was cool to have that part of it, but like it not necessary for where I was just, you know. But the nurse could see everything that was that my mind was projecting onto the clouds as well. So I just thought, you know, here's another one, a simultaneous hallucination accompanying people who are not even intoxicated on, you know what I mean, that didn't actually ingest the chemical that I'm, you know, that my reality is being distorted by currently. Nonetheless, they're still able to kind of hook themselves into it, and it's, you know, it's just as real as fucking anything else when it's happening, especially when it's happening to me. And I, so yeah, that was just, so, and like, I remember like right in the midst of the experience, I actually had to take a piss and throw up like the all at once, and like I was at, like, you get the craziest leg wobbles when you go to, when you're trying to walk while this thing is peaking. Like, literally, your legs just, like, are shifting back and forth with just the most, like, and so I did my knee wobbling robot walk, you know, and felt all, like, championed by the time that I got to the bathroom. I was like, yeah, I didn't need assistance from anybody else. I've got the best grounding, you know, like, you know, just tooting my own fucking horn while I was having the experience. And anyway, yeah, so that was Ibogaine. I'm gonna take a little bit of break and then we'll talk about 5-methoxy-DMT, but hope you enjoyed. It was a lot of fun. Oh yeah, and while we're doing the chemical nomenclature, ibogaine is 12-methoxy-ibogamine, so There you go. Oh, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell a little bit more about my experience, even though it's been a couple of days since we did the initial recording. But what else about Ibogaine? It kind of like harking back towards the book, the breaking open the head, and they say you have to break open your. Okay, so well. The experience that I had with that wasn't, I mean, you know, okay, so, yeah, in 1999, out in, wherever that would be, out near Victorville, I was dirt biking, whatever, with my family, and we were out there, and, whatever, we went out to the Slash X restaurant that's in the Aaron Brockovich movie. Which came a few years later, but I smacked my head really fucking hard when we were out on the patio at the restaurant. I would did like I don't know, unconsciously I went and like did some full body move that while I was like on my knees or something, like on like where we were sitting at like the one of the benches outside. And I went headlong into a concrete planter and just busted my fucking forehead open. First thing I look up, my brother Scott, he goes, "Oh my God!" Because like I don't know, I didn't really feel the whole thing happen, and it just kind of like came back to when I was just on the ground and like looked up, and that was so I whatever in like a panic mode. I was only 9 at the time. This was 1999, and yeah, so I had to get like 3 stitches in my forehead. My skull was, I don't know. I actually didn't get to look in a mirror, but was busted open, so my skull was visible. But so yeah. Anyway, that's why I got that nice little scar on my forehead. If you can see, if you ever see me in any pictures. And anyway, so that's why I feel like I don't know. I don't know how much plant matter it takes to get the 3 whatever capsules filled with the actual ibogaine. The is the most as concentrated as whatever the synthetic version of the actual. I don't even know if it, you know whatever the most concentrated version of the. The form of the plant. I don't know how much plant matter it takes to get 3 capsules of that, but that's what my. But I feel like I mean, I got to. There was actually. I reached a point in the visionary state where I didn't know where I was or who was actually around me, but still in the safety and enough comfort to not, I mean, even though you pose the question to yourself and you're not sure for a moment, and then like the whatever the recalibrating of actually like, oh yeah, I'm in Mexico and sweet, hallucinating my balls off on these whatever ibogaine, and it's different than anything I've ever, it's different than psilocybin, but it's got a tryptamine-esque sort of ness to the imagery, but a lot of the hallucination, as opposed to being like polished, you know, throbbing geometric warps and that, you know, that sort of shimmeriness. It's more of a darker kind of a spiritual. It's like the images that you see are fully three-dimensional, like regular style, like people and situations and type of thing like that. But it's almost like it's being projected onto a fog, and it's very and even like 20, like whatever, like say like the very intense part of is like 12, 13 hours or whatever, where like and then the sound, the fucking buzzing, you know, like when you know it's not, it's starting to get less intense when that sound fucking starts going away, and but there's a lot of. Like the evening following, it'll be like once it starts to get dark and there's more shadows and you know what I mean, how the light is being cast, you still get like these, like it's a blackish tracer that will follow behind your hands, like, you know, like when you're starting to the onset of psilocybin or whatever is starting to happen, and you can get, you move your hand through the air and it just, you get all facets of the liquid trails going behind your fingers. It's like that, but it's the, instead of it being colorful and like that, it's a shadowy trail that goes behind it. So it's a bit different, but similar in its movement mechanics, but different in the actual, the color presentation, as it were, the of how it, you know what I mean, and it, so I, not knowing if what I had was the equivalent of a lot of plant matter, I didn't, you know, I feel like I dove pretty deep into the experience as far as just how, you know, how unique the visionary quality was. It wasn't like when you start getting into the different sorts of like amphetamines and stuff like that, it's, you get, there's styles of hallucination, but they're very, it's a lot more, it's characteristic changes in regular three-dimensional space that are, that wash into one another without, you know, there's very slight variation, whereas everything about the hallucinations in Ibogaine are unique unto themselves, as far as, you know, as, even, you know, even among tryptamines. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, that's it, I guess.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.